This is Ian Plessard in association with Ben's Collectors Records and Guildford Dragon News. I'm here with manager Tristan Rees. After Guildford City drew 1-1 with Epsom Renewal on the last day of the season, the result meant we definitely stayed up. We didn't have to depend on the other result, which is great. You must be over the moon. The performance, especially in the second half, really stepped up and we got the goal that we needed, but also we could have got a second there if we needed it, but we got the result we needed.
Day of relief really, Ian. You know, on the first half, I think the players were a bit nervy. You know, obviously the lad got a brilliant goal for them, which didn't help, but let's say a couple of changes at half time just settled us down. We got back in the game and definitely got the goal we deserved.
You look at last week with Tadley as well, we put in a lot of effort. Decisions didn't probably go our way, but then Tadley did do us a right old favour in the week with those two wins and puts us in with a chance to do what we needed to do today, and we got the point and the goal. You must be over the moon.
Yeah, of course. You know, the boys have always shown character. That's one thing this group has never given up. You know, every week they give it everything you got. You know, they've never ever just rolled over. So they, as a group, I'm so relieved for them to stay up and relieved for them to get the result today. You know, brilliant goal from Ben Mitchell. He's been superb since he's come in. Yeah, and it's good for the club. You know, there's a lot of people like yourself and Barry and all the committee and Kev Parker and everyone that puts a lot of effort in behind the scenes for nothing. You know, and you, to have that relegation on my watch, you know, just more relief for the people that, you know, off the pitch for as much as the people on it.
That is very welcomed by everyone you mentioned and everyone behind the scenes. The team turned up every week though. No matter what was going on, these players, yes, of course, unhappiness after the game, but they turned up for you every week. No one like gave up. No one was like, I've had enough of losing or whatever. They kept turning up.
Yeah, we've been getting 20 plus at training every week. You know, the group chat's good. The players are good. I mean, they're young boys. They've never really, you know, never played men's football, a lot of them. So to come in and keep us up the way they have, and, you know, we've given a lot of top teams a scare this season. You know, we've got a lot of good results as well. I know we've been on a terrible run, but, you know, we've been competing with the boys in the playoffs and we've been, you know, we've beaten good teams. So we'll look back and reflect on it. Expectations beginning of the season was probably to get a group together to stay up. We've done that. You know, it's time to, you know, regroup, have a look and see how we can improve all round as a club and, you know, move forward so we're not in this position again.
Thanks very much for your thoughts and congratulations.
Thanks, Ian. Appreciate your support.